a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, we're back and ready to go. Nice to have you aboard with Mary and me today as we turn our attention to the Chief Travel Leader segment of the show and say hello to Tom Bonet, CEO of the National Restaurant Association. This portion of the program is sponsored by Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And wherever your travels may take you for spring break, a romantic getaway, maybe a personal trip or essential business, Preferred Hotels and Resorts is offering some excellent offers right now, including their last-minute escapes, bed and breakfast specials, or stay more and save more deals.
And as a listener of this show, you can now sign up for exclusive elite status in their popular I Prefer loyalty program. This is their top level, folks. It delivers so many perks, such as room upgrades, priority early check-in and late check-out, private rates, plus points for free nights, meals, hotel activities, and more. Just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage, and enroll in exclusive elite status as a listener of the show, and then book some of those deals.
All right. Well, it's been nearly a year now since the coronavirus altered the way we live and travel. And in addition to the challenges it's caused throughout the travel world, including hospitality, as we've covered with some of the top chefs who've joined us on this program, restaurants of all types are also hurting. To provide us with some of the facts and a different perspective, waiting for us on the show hotline is Tom Bonet, CEO of the National Restaurant Association, for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Tom, Mary, and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show and the million or so listeners tuned in with us right now around the country.
Great to be here with you all. Thank you.
Well, appreciate that very much. We've made it a point during the pandemic to stay extra close to your counterparts at U.S. Travel, ASTA, American Hotel and Lodging Association, GBTA, WTTC, U.S. Tour Association, and we're happy we're able to have you on the show today. So, listen, the coronavirus has upended so many sectors of travel and hospitality. We know that. There's no news there. We don't like hearing that things won't get back to normal perhaps until 2024 or 2025. We don't really sugarcoat things on this show for sure. So when I think of some of the great restaurants that Mary and I have enjoyed during our travels, or some of the small mom-and-pop nooks that we love, it really is upsetting to us to see what they're all going through. I'd like you to start off by sharing how you see things currently, Tom, what your expectations are as we move through the year, and really what might the restaurant industry look post-pandemic?
Well, I appreciate the question. And look, there are, as you said already, there are a lot of impacts to a lot of industries, but probably none more impacted than the restaurant industry. When I look back just on 2020 itself, there were about $240 billion in lost sales across the industry. That represents about 110,000 restaurants that are either permanently or still closed. And about 2.5 million jobs have still been impacted, meaning, there are a lot of folks out of work in this industry. When you think about what that means to an independent restaurant or individual local restaurant, it means that, they may not have survived or may not be surviving and or trying to just limp along right now. Now, having said that, the great thing about this industry, and you know this from having visited a lot of restaurants, that this is a really entrepreneurial kind of industry, and the people that are in it do it because they love the hospitality of it. And so they've been fighters. They've been doing a lot of things. They've pivoted throughout the year, whether it was how to serve consumers when they were closed down altogether, meaning takeout or delivery, or as they were reopening, how they could do that in a safe and effective way, or even as the weather started to change, how they could be creative about what they might serve to guests and how they might serve them geographically or physically in their building or the physical plant. So this is an industry that has really continued to pivot and evolve throughout this last year. And 2021, I think we have a little bit more of the same. There have been some positive things that have come out of that as well, which I'm happy to talk about.
Well, sure. I mean, I have another question, but feel free. Anything positive?
Because I think often, through challenge comes resiliency and innovation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and when I say positive, I'd say more like learning, right? So many of the trends that were already happening in the industry got accelerated through COVID-19. And an example of that would be technology. A lot of restaurants, maybe who hadn't even thought about delivery or takeout or engaging with a delivery company or an application that would allow consumers to order from them, have in fact done that. So we've seen a resurgence in technology, a growth in that space. We've seen certainly restaurants be able to take on delivery and takeout in ways that they hadn't even thought they could in the past. They've been able to think about their menu and make sure they're focused on the right thing that the guests really want and are looking for. And then there are things like alcohol to go, which is something that had been contemplated and discussed for many years. And And it wasn't until something like this happened that I'd say the operators and the local governments got together and said, look, this is something that could help restaurants. And what we've now seen is now it was not just something to get them through, but mm-hmm. it's something that's starting to become a permanent fixture for the industry in many states and municipalities. So just a few examples of things that have come out of this that could be long-term positive.
Right. Well, you know, creative innovation is definitely the word that we're hearing, and it's nice to hear some good news there. Tom, so you just spoke briefly before about people in the restaurant industry are definitely creative. They tend to be gritty, really hard workers, passionate. We've talked to a number of top chefs on the show over the past year. We've had Emeril Lagasse, he's a show regular, Robert Irvine, Jeffrey Zakarian, Anne Burrell, a number of others. We've talked to chefs at various resorts across the world
CIA.
That we've experienced, and of course the Culinary Institute. And a common theme, and some of them own their own restaurants, is they talked a lot about their staffs, the concern of retaining their staff, finding new staff wanting to work, and then with the protocols that they were going to have to work with. Once we get to a point where vaccinations drive down these virus numbers, what do you want to say about staffing? Is it going to continue to be a big challenge in facilitating the recovery for restaurants?
Well, I think I would echo what sounds like you've heard, which is first and foremost, the employees in this industry are what make it successful. We are in the hospitality industry. So, yes, the operators got to create a great environment and setting and provide a great product. But at the end of the day, there have got to be employees behind the scenes who are making a lot of that come to life. And so we've seen all kinds of things, everything from programs and needs to retain employees. Think about early the Paycheck Protection Program was all designed to mm-hmm. allow restaurants to retain employees. And so things like that, the second round of that happened at the end of the year, these are the kind of things that we as an industry association advocate for. Because it's not just for the owner and operator, but it's for the employees that are part of the industry. There have been challenges for employees, right? As we've had different states have different rules around requirements around mask wearing or sanitation. We helped deliver standards and create standards for the industry so that everybody knew that this was an environment that was approved by CDC and FDA, and that both guests who were wanting to come in and may have questions about whether they could be safe and secure there, as well as employees, could follow so that everyone could do the best job possible of protecting the environment, obviously creating a situation where restaurants could be open and guests could do what they love to do, which is enjoy a great meal at a restaurant. So there are all these kind of things that come together that touch both the operator themselves, but equally important are all the employees that are part of that. That's a really big part of what we focus on, is the entire restaurant experience. And you know, our world is really focused on every restaurant type and making sure that they have what they need to be mm-hmm. successful. And during the pandemic,
I want to talk about that a little bit with you, because you know, I was about a week ago or so, I was at a local favorite Italian restaurant, and they also have a pizza side of it as well that we had done some takeout. And while I was talking to the owner, you know, he said to me, "Listen, Robert, you know, I've been here 28 years. It's never been this bad. We need to get people back in the restaurant eating here. The takeout has helped keep the lights on." He made that clear. But what he also said to me is people aren't buying the expensive menu items, if you will, for takeout. And where I really want to go with that, we've heard some of the positives of fast food. We've talked about how the industry has pivoted. But are you seeing maybe that the fine dining restaurants are having a harder time, and maybe they're the ones that are going to be closing their doors and not coming back?
Well, there's no doubt that certain segments have been impacted more than others, and fine dining would fall into that, primarily because, as you all know, they were not predisposed or set up for takeout or delivery.
Right.
It just wasn't it was a combination of not being really the experience that people were looking for, mm-hmm. and candidly, the food's ability to travel. One of the things that's happened, though, is there have been certainly fine dining establishments who've learned that there are ways that some of their meals can travel. Some of them got very creative, and they're partially prepared so the guests can take it home and finish it off. That's a way to maintain the quality. There are other situations where they've actually learned, and I've talked to many independent and franchise operators who've said, look, we actually learned some things about our product that we could change a little bit and create a great take-home experience. So, yes, they've been impacted a lot because of the nature of the business pre-pandemic. But, again, we're seeing examples of where that has changed and that people are getting new learnings and obviously starting to improve in that area. But nothing replaces being open. And we spend a lot of our time focused on how do we get these restaurants back open.
Yeah.
Well, and we've also, I'm going to just say this. I mean, listen, just not to put you on the spot, because, you know, what's really frustrating is all the irregularities out there, the inconsistencies with the state and local regulations, because the virus is no more potent here in the New York City area where Mary and I are, or the Washington, D.C. area where you are, versus Chicago or L.A. or, you know, Atlanta, Tampa, or Dallas. So that's frustrating as well. But we're going to have to leave it there for today. Tom, really, we're happy that we were able to make this connection. We look forward to staying in touch and having you back on air with us. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
All right, a lot of information we just covered. A lot more to go with, Tom, but we'll have him back, Mary, for
sure.
We'll
check back with him for sure.
Folks, listen, today's show is still just getting rolling. We thank you for being here with us, and we need to take a quick sponsors break. 8 more segments are still to come, and we're going to get to it all and a lot more after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.